Today is Wednesday, September 9th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Grilled Chicken Day. When I was growing up, that was a big thing, grilled chicken. By the way, it's also National Biscuits and Gravy Week. Can we just all stand? Everyone rise. Release your pants or whatever it is and say the national, no. Sing the Victorian National or whatever it is. It's National Biscuits and Gravy Week, ladies and gentlemen. I need to have biscuits. You know what? Tomorrow, I have to mow the lawn. But maybe I'll get up early. I have to mow the back lawn. I mowed the front lawn today. Also, I have to find a fence guy. Does anyone have a fence guy? Because my fence will not open. It has warped some funny way. And the door, the top of the door, it's very hard to explain. But when I try, it's warped. And when I try to open it, it gets caught. The top of the door gets caught on the other. It's ridiculous. It's also Care Bear Share Your Care Day. It's National Teddy Bear Day. And it's National Wiener Schnitzel or Wiener Schnitzel Day. Wiener Schnitzel. It's National Wiener Schnitzel Day. Yeah. So, as I was saying before, I've been working on some Pride 48 stuff. There's an archive, a show archive feature, which I'm now debating whether I need one of the shows up there. Maybe I'll remove it. I don't know. We've just been talking to a friend of ours about a friend of mine, Joey Buhecker, is going through some work-related stuff where he's a parent because it was a teaching job or something like that. And so a parent found some online content of his. And, you know, he's always been kind of Howard Stern-y kind of shock jock kind of. And so he's been going through the process of trying to remove various things from the internet. So he texted me yesterday or day before and said, hey, he and I did a podcast together briefly. I think it was a show. It was called Sex Factor. And I think it was, I want to say they were auditioning to be the next big porn star or something, but it was not gay. It was straight. I mean, it was men, guys and girls from what I can recall. Who knows what we said? Because I mean, as I'm discovering, I was a lot more loose with my lips back when I was younger. So he was like, oh, do you have it? And we don't. I don't know where the episodes of that are. It probably doesn't need to see the light of day. It's fine. But I don't know. I don't know where it is. But it was because I was doing, you know, Big Brother. I was doing Survivor's Ready. I was doing Butt First, which was for Big Brother. And so I thought, oh, this will be, you know, I was trying to find a market, an untapped market that I could, you know, do a podcast for that I could gain an audience, because these personal journal podcasts are not good at gaining audience because you're just talking about your life. There is a market for that, but hey, how do you, without using the word market too much, how do you market it? But then how do you find the people who enjoy just listening to a person talk about their life on a daily basis? It's hard to get a big audience for a show like this. So if you do these recap shows and stuff like that, it's a little bit easier because there's a built-in audience for that thing. So if it's Big Brother, there's a built-in Big Brother audience. Regardless, those never took off either, so it doesn't matter. But I was trying to, and bottom line is he texted me and said, hey, can you remove this stuff? So I've been in communication with him, but it was really bad because it's a shame that you can be basically, I don't know the word for it, but that you have to be so careful. And maybe it's not. Maybe people who grew up before the internet was a thing would have said, well, of course, I don't go have sex on the sidewalk because I don't want my neighbors to see that stuff. I keep that stuff private. So I'm not going to go out and record myself saying horrible, lascivious things or Howard Stern type stuff just to have it out there for anyone. You know, I don't know. So bottom line, good luck, Joey, is all I'm saying. I don't have a job right now, so it doesn't really, I mean, when I start looking for a job, maybe that'll be a thing, but there's nothing that I can get fired from at this point. So we just kind of laid around, like I said on yesterday's show, on Saturday we laid around. I cooked. I've got actually, and I want to start doing this more, but I will cook spaghetti sauce quite often. And when I say cook spaghetti sauce, I loosely cook because what I do is I zhuzh. And I know you can just buy tomato sauce or crushed tomatoes or whole tomatoes, whatever you want. But you can buy a canned tomato product. There are many different kinds, diced even. You can cook those. You can, depending on the level of puree, you can puree. If they're whole tomatoes, you can get in there with your hands and crush them. And so you can make from scratch, and you can do it fairly easily. Just a few things: olive oil, garlic, salt, pepper, some sort of tomato product. If you want to add a little bit more richness, you can add some tomato paste, a little bit of sugar. Now, I know that can be a derisive. I'm going to say derisive. I don't know that that's the right word, but we're just going to say it. I know that that can be, some people don't think that you should put sugar, but let me tell you, most times tomatoes are very acidic and some people just don't enjoy an acidic tomato. And one of them happens to be my boyfriend. So you have to put some sugar in there to kill the acidity, especially of canned. I don't know about fresh because I've never started with fresh, but regardless, I use a jarred, already flavored sauce. So I use my go-to sauce is Classico roasted garlic. So I cook the meat. You know, I cook the meat and then I add the jarred sauce to the, I saute some onions, I cook the meat, then I add in the sauce. You know, so I have onions, meat, sauce, all cooked together, down together. Then I do add a little bit of sugar. And I know the sauce probably already has sugar in it, but it's still very acidic for Mark's liking. So I'll add some sugar, a little bit more salt, pepper, you know, garlic powder, just judging it up, you know. And then sometimes if I'm feeling fancy, I'll add some heavy cream, Daniel, and so I'll do that. But all of that to say, that is not what I did. I found a frozen pesto and roast and red tomato, little cherry tomato pasta. It's the twizzly kind of pasta. And I thought, that looks good. And so I bought it and I thought, but it needs some protein with it. And I had some chicken thighs. So I cooked the chicken thighs and I cut them up. I cooked them and got a nice crispy, dark brown crust on the outside of them. And this was not with skin either. You can get a brown, for those of you who don't know this, I'll just tell you right now. You can brown a boneless, skinless chicken thigh and it will get crispy. And it will, it's a little bit different, but it will get a little bit of texture, is what I'm saying. It's not as good. But if you're trying to save some calories and some fat and cholesterol, et cetera, and you want to do skinless, leave it cook. It'll brown. It'll brown. Leave it for 5 or 6 minutes on one side. It'll brown. So I did that, cut them up, chopped them up into bite-sized pieces, added that to the pasta. I'm going to start buying jarred pesto. I'm going to find a pesto sauce, a pesto sauce. Say that five times. That I like, and I'm gonna start adding that to my rotation. Or I'll just do the frozen one. Heck, I don't know. But it was good. It's another thing that I want to add to the rotation because I'm always looking for stuff to kind of not just cook the same things over and over and over again. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.